Hi, everybody. My name is Caleb Hardwick, and you're listening to episode number 27 of Hardwick Sound. Joining me, as always, in my dump studio is my mother, Ms. Carla.
Hi, everybody.
And my brother, Noah.
Woohoo, the podcast is as old as I am.
Yeah, there's a podcast episode for every year of your life. And finally, my youngest brother, but not least, Seth.
Well, it's glad to know that I'm not the least.
Well, if you're not the least, I guess then by default, Noah is. But, so I didn't mean it that
Yay.
Way, Noah.
Logic always manages to make
Sorry
me
about
the least.
That. So, yeah, this is episode number 27. I have nicknames for you guys. You ready?
No, but go ahead.
Mother, you are, this week, you are the strawberry quartz cake.
Whoa, I like that. Thanks.
Yeah. I thought that incorporated some things you liked.
It does.
All right. Seth, this week you are the lemony chicken.
The what?
The lemony chicken.
Why?
Because you like lemon. And mama was a strawberry, so I gave you a lemon. So, and lemony snicket, so it's lemony chicken.
Okay, here's the real question. What is Noah going to be?
I didn't think of him one because I don't know his favorite fruit.
He didn't have one.
Noah, what's your favorite fruit?
French fries.
I don't know. How do we a nickname about fruit involving French fries? Any ideas?
No.
Okay. Noah, you can just be the...
Just call him Mr. Potato Head.
Okay. Hey, have y'all seen these things online? I keep getting advertisements for things that are telling me, like, put my face on a potato.
No.
No.
Or like a message on a potato. Like you could put like prom question mark on a potato and then give it to somebody. I don't expect that would be a very good promposal, but.
What have you been searching on your phone to bring up some strange things?
I don't know, man. It's just I get weird things on my Google ads sometimes. Huh. So
I never read them.
I don't know. Maybe it just thinks that I need a potato with my face on it. I have no answers to that question. So my nickname for this week is the Appleganger.
Yeah.
Appleganger.
I get that, actually.
Okay, that makes more sense. Hey, guys, what's been going on? Y'all been doing anything fun this past weekend, maybe?
I've had lots of fun in the last
really?
Week.
Really?
I had some fun,
about
too.
That.
Well, about a week ago, I got to go to Garvin Gardens.
Cool.
And it's the first time I've been there in several years. And I got to get one of those fancy tours where they put you in the little cart and ride you around. And they tell you the name of the flowers.
I want to stop there. When you say the word T-O-U-R, how do you say it?
Tour.
Tour.
Uh-huh.
Because all my life, I've been saying tour. And people...
Tour.
People make fun of me for saying tour, but that is the correct pronunciation in my mind. So when somebody else says tour, and I go, or when I say tour, and they mean, and they go like, hey, you mean tour? I mean, yeah, tour.
So well, thank you for taking my story about Garvin Gardens and making it all about you.
I don't hear the difference between the two.
That's okay. Mama, tell us about your tour.
Well, it's kind of neat because you have an older lady who drives you around in the cart, and she actually stops and tells you what the flowers are rather than you just walking by and wondering what they are.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
What was your favorite flower?
I don't remember what she said. But there was one really kind of fun thing. There's a lady down there. I think her name is Sissy something. She paints rocks. And then she leaves them all over the garden. And when you're walking around, if you find one of her rocks, then you can keep it. And I looked, but I didn't find one. And fortunately, she was standing there when we got ready to leave. And I made a comment about how I never found a rock. And she said, well, I guess I need to go put some more out. So she went out to her car and she got a rock and she brought it back and gave it to me. And it was a green dinosaur head. And I thought it was cool. I liked
That's
it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds kind of like something that you would have told us as kids just to keep us busy. Hey, guys, go look for a painted rock. There's one hidden around here.
I did that a few times, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I had a pretty exciting past weekend
All right.
well.
Tell us about that.
Oh, I didn't know how to tell you. Okay, well,
it is a podcast. That's kind of the idea.
Okay, well, let's see. I went to Pine Bluff to a model train show convention at the Arkansas Railroad Museum. It's kind of had a funny start, though, because there's a whole bunch of construction, like, right in the middle of the Pine Bluff exit to go, I think, what is it, 65B or something like that goes through town? That's the old highway.
Yeah.
Well, right when the construction ends, and kind of like in like the worst part of it is where that exit ramp was, and I wasn't paying attention, and I missed my exit. So I went down to the next one. And I was like, well, okay, I know how Pine Bluff works. I know how this road works. I'll just get off at the next one and go this direction. I'm bound to run into it eventually, right?
Right.
Right.
So I went down a little ways. Then I turned onto what I, you know, was a major road. And then I kind of turned onto another one. I just kind of zigzagged my way across the city. Really never, not really sure where I was even going. And I kind of thought I got turned around at least more than once.
That's how I go everywhere, Seth.
Yeah. But I actually managed to get back to that highway like right before. Well, what happened was is I found the train tracks.
And you follow the train tracks.
You follow the train tracks and it will lead you to the train museum.
Eventually.
And so, yeah, I kind of worked my way in and I found it.
You're so smart.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know. I've been invited back to be somewhat of a bad boy and play around on the trains more.
Did you run in there?
No, you can't run in there. It was crowded.
Really?
I was surprised at how many people
there
were.
That's the thing that I always get in trouble for every time I've ever been in there is for running.
You couldn't run in there.
You'd probably run into people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was literally like shoulder walking through people, you know. It was very crowded. I've never been there when it's been that crowded before. There was probably...
That's what I was going to say. I don't think I've ever been there when there was anyone else there besides... us.
Yeah, and there were probably, while I was there, and I was there for probably like 3 hours, and there were probably 1,000 people that went through there.
Wow.
Probably about 500 there when I got there, so.
I do recommend it to all of our viewers and listeners. You should definitely go to the train museum in Pine Bluff, but don't get lost like Seth did. It's a really fun place.
Unless
every time I go
to.
There, I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Go to the train museum in Pine Bluff. That's your mission this week, listeners and or watchers.
What have you and Noah been doing this past weekend?
Noah, would you like to say anything about that?
We went and climbed Pinnacle this last weekend. And I also recorded an interview with a girl in Brazil. And I recorded an interview with a guy in the UK somewhere. So I've been doing lots of interviews and climbing mountains.
Noah is trying to bring world peace.
Yeah,
one interview at a time.
What did you talk about? Okay, let's just clarify for everybody who's wondering, why was Noah talking to a girl in Brazil?
Because I have a podcast besides this one called the
I Know a Guy podcast. What?
And I interview interesting people.
I Know a Guy podcast.
Hey, y'all interview interesting people on this podcast too.
Yeah, that's a real insult.
Like Corey Stiles.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, me and Noah went and we climbed Pinnacle Mountain last Saturday. But, you know, we also did something else kind of fun last Saturday. That was a really packed weekend. Seth went to Pine Bluff. Me and Noah climbed a mountain. But then that wasn't all. Me and Mama did something pretty cool, too.
We had a great time. We went to, what's that thing called? Springfest.
We went to Heifer International.
Heifer International. Yeah, we couldn't find a parking place in downtown Little Rock, so we ended up parking way off somewhere.
All the way at Heifer International, which is a long ways.
Caleb and I basically crashed a festival for kids.
Oh, yeah.
we kind of had to slide in, you know, with some people that were carrying kids and pushing strollers.
Yep.
We just kind of pretended like we were part of the group, went in with them, you know. And they actually, nobody said anything. Hey, you guys don't have any kids. What are you doing here?
Well, I don't think they would kick you after that. But yeah, Springfest is like Riverfest downtown on the River Market in Little Rock. And it's for kiddies. And so me and Mama were like, let's go. And so we went and it was fun. You want to tell them what we did?
Yes, we went and listened to Trout Fishing in America. And what's that is a band, by the way. I've had so many people walk up to me on Sunday at church and say, "Hey, did you catch any fish?" And I just kind of looked at them and said, "What do you mean?" Trout fishing yesterday. No. I went to a concert yesterday.
Yes.
Called Trout Fishing in America. They are one of my favorites just because they're goofy, and I guess I just need a little goofiness in my life.
Trout Fishing in America is an interesting musical group. They're a duo.
Yeah.
Two guys.
Uh-huh.
Who live in Arkansas.
And they claim to be the only band that's ever opened for both
Bob Dylan and Barney.
Wait, like Barney from
the dinosaur
show. Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Wow.
I think they've been doing it for 41 years.
Yes.
Which is pretty incredible.
They don't look that old.
We got a picture with them.
Yeah, we have
a
picture.
You have
your
picture with them up close. You could see things.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, they're really cool guys. They make just some really clever little simple folk songs kind of geared towards kids, although I think a lot of it is still, I've been doing it so long that I think a lot of their base isn't even kids. So.
Okay, Caleb, what was your favorite song they did Saturday?
Probably Throw 'Em Out the Window.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I love that one. listeners, viewers, you should go and look them up on YouTube and type in the song Throw 'Em Out the Window.
Trout Fishing in America, Throw 'Em Out the Window.
The basic premise is they sing a bunch of different nursery rhymes, which you'll be familiar with, but they have a surprise ending. We won't go any further than that to tell you.
They might throw them out the window.
It's possible.
Yeah.
There's a window at the River Fest Amphitheater.
Yeah, well, there was at this one.
Cool.
So yeah, everybody, so those are your two things to do so far. Go to the Train Museum in Pine Bluff and Google that song and give it a listen.
Oh, and go to Pinnacle Mountain.
Yeah, and go to Pinnacle Mountain, where you may see one of us climbing the mountain for funsies. So that's a lot of fun. Y'all do anything today?
Seth and I had an interesting day today.
Yeah, oh, really? I went to school.
Yeah, he went to school, but while we were at school, we went by the cosmetology department, and...
Question. Did I spell that right?
I don't know. Can you spell it? Go ahead. Go for
no,
it.
No, on the text that I told you where I was to come pick
Why
me up.
Why don't you just go ahead and spell it on the air, and then we'll know.
No, that's okay.
Cosmetology.
Is it like cosmic?
I don't know. I sat there and wondered about that. Where did that word
that
come from?
That is weird. Like cosmos, like... stars, and you know,
stars are beauty, and you're trying to beautify yourself.
Cosmetology. I kind of want to know.
Well, go look it up while I tell the story.
Noah, look that up real fast while Mama tells the story.
Well, I went in to get my hair cut. It's just kind of fun. It's kind of like, you know, I'm a bit of a gambler at heart. This is kind of like gambling on your haircut, because you go in and you let these students who may or may not know how to cut hair, you know, you just give them your head and let them work on it.
It is kind of scary.
It is a little bit, especially since there's all these plastic heads sitting around everywhere. And some of them have nice hairdos and some of them don't have nice hairdos. But the lady I had today was super good, and I think she was really sweet too. And then Seth went in and he got his cut too.
They were just like grabbing chunks of hair and like snipping it.
Yeah, well, you had a lot of
hair. But
they
did a pretty good job, I think.
Yeah, I like it. I think it turned out nice. If you were more on the camera, you could stand up and let everybody see how it turned out.
That's all right.
But here's the neat thing about it. Even though it's gambling on your haircut, you really win in the financial department.
Yeah.
Between Seth and I, we spent all of... $1 to get our haircut.
Nice.
They gave him a free fireman haircut, and they gave me the senior citizen deal.
Wow.
She didn't even ask me if
senior
I'm a senior citizen. Yeah, I don't.
What?
I don't even know if I qualify.
I think they judge it by the color of your hair, and you still have brown hair.
I don't know. I guess maybe there's more gray up under there than what
I have a
I'm
comment
to
make.
Admit.
From our Facebook live stream, I just want to make the whole world known that we have Haley Gaddis jumping on one foot right now.
Why?
Yeah, why is that?
Noah, do you want to explain this? I think this was your comment.
Well, Seth said on the Facebook thing that if you're watching, you should comment. And then a few minutes later, he said, if you're watching, you should share. And I'm like, well, okay. So I posted, if you're watching, you should hop on 1 foot.
So Haley's jumping on 1 foot. Good job,
she must
Haley.
Be watching, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this into a game of Simon Says.
Ooh, I like this. Simon Says through live stream.
I didn't say if you're watching.
All right, yeah. So to recap, go to the Pine Bluff Train Museum, go listen to Trout Fishing in America, and go get a haircut at your local Cosmopolitan?
Cosmology.
Education center.
Right. Tology.
Beauty school.
Study of cosmos.
Hey,
I don't know.
Corey has the answer. He's in the comments with it. We should get him on here.
Wait,
we
should, so he can explain it to us. Wait.
Okay.
Hang on. What's the answer?
Well, that's what we're going to get Corey on to ask.
Okay, so you want to
call Corey
and ask him?
Yeah.
Okay,
call
sure.
Call Corey and see what he knows.
See if Corey's available. Let's give him a ring.
Okay. To clarify, Corey goes to school at CODO, College of the Washita.
And he has gotten a number of haircuts there as well.
So he probably knows about this subject. So let's get him online and see what he can tell us.
Okay. Stand by.
Hello?
Corey. Hey, Corey. There we go.
Welcome, Corey.
We're excited to welcome in a random guest caller. This is Corey Stiles.
Hello.
Corey, what is your favorite fruit?
Bananas, I guess.
Bananas. Bananas even a fruit?
Yes.
They're in the berry variety. Did you know that?
No.
I did, actually.
See, Corey agrees with me. Okay. Corey is the fountain of knowledge that we call when we need to know something. Corey,
well,
tell us.
You.
What is cosmopolitan? How do you say
cosmetology?
It?
Cosmetology.
Cosmetology.
No, not cosmetology. Cosmetology. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
It comes from the French cosmetology, from the Latinized form of the Greek cosmetos,
which
is cosmetic and ology.
Cosmetic.
See? So it's cosmetics.
So the
study
of cosmetics.
Study of cosmetics.
Yeah.
Cosmetics means beauty.
Are you sure about that?
That's what Wikipedia said, so, you know.
So, okay. Cosmetology is the study of beauty.
Basically, yes.
Huh. Wouldn't that be aesthetics-ology?
That was taken.
Isn't that what aesthetics is, the study of beauty?
I don't know.
You got to understand, Caleb, that ologies are kind of like domain names. If you don't get in there early and get it, then it goes to somebody else.
So, it's kind of like a second-rate URL. Gotcha. It's like a .net.
So what have been your experiences when you go and get your haircut at the gambling place that we call cosmetology?
I have gone technically twice, but it was in one day. I went
in one day.
That's a good sign. Your hair grows fast.
the thing is, I had really long hair. Like, I needed it cut. It was in my eyes. I couldn't see anything. So I went and they gave me a mullet, but I did not ask for a mullet.
Oh.
And I went back, and it still looked really bad. A friend of mine said it looked like a girl's haircut, and I didn't want a girl's haircut. So I had to go back to my normal place and get it fixed. I wish this – I'm not going to name names, but I wish this person all the best, but I hope they never cut my hair again.
Well,
so who fixed your hair?
I'm going to keep them nameless. I don't want this on the air in case for some reason they happen to hear this in some weird way.
Yeah.
No, I mean, who fixed your hair after that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody out here, somebody I know, I learned that I should never try new things because I just went back to the place here in Magnet.
There you go.
I'm going to advertise to Die For. They do a great job.
Awesome.
They do a great job.
So. Okay.
So add that to the list of things the listeners need to go do. Go to the Pine Bluff Train Museum. Go to listen to Trout Fishing in America.
Pinnacle Mountain.
Potentially get a haircut at CODO if you feel like that's a good idea.
And if it doesn't work out, then
go to
Corey's.
What was the name of this place?
To Die For.
To Die For. It's probably D-Y-E, die.
Right, it is. Yes. It's,
yeah.
Oh, that's so...
I love puns.
Punny. I guess it's a pun.
Anyway. You would go to a place called To Die For. Yeah.
Corey would.
I do.
So, Corey, what have you been up to lately?
Lots of school, new job. I no longer work at the grocery store like last time I was on the podcast.
Well, that's, I mean, I work. That's a big life change.
It is. I actually have time on weekends now. It's wonderful.
Cool.
I wish, like, the grocery store is a great place, but I had no time to do anything, and now I work at the college, so that's pretty nice.
Oh, very
what do you
good.
What do you do at the college?
He cuts hair. No, sorry.
No, he sweeps up hair.
Fortunately for everybody else, I don't cut hair. I work for a teacher. I do a lot of filing, typing. Today, I just watched people while they took a test, so they didn't use their phones. It was easy money.
Wow, that sounds incredibly boring, honestly.
It actually worked out just fine.
Do you get to play on your phone?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask.
Sometimes if like there's the classroom area and then a little office area, sometimes I do get to play on my phone, but so I'm above the law.
It's kind of hypocritical, but it works, so why not?
Yeah. I mean, students can't use their phone. I'm not a student in this class.
Oh, okay. Ooh, so what classes do you help out with?
It's all medical stuff that they teach high schoolers. It's like part of their dual credit thing.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't be taking any of these classes because, one, I'm not in medical stuff, and, two, I'm not in high school.
So. You gotcha. Never were either.
I was homeschooled.
I've been hearing rumors that you're seeking other responsibilities down at COTA. What's all that about?
I am currently running for the Student Government Association position of secretary. So any COTA students who are listening, vote for me.
So, do you have anybody running against you, or how does this work?
Actually, no, I'm currently unopposed. That could change.
Are you sure about that?
Last I heard, like, we just had two people enter the race today for treasurer and vice president. So if anybody, all the positions are taken now. So if anybody wants in on the race, they're going to have to run against somebody.
I've been hearing some rumors about this pack of wolves that's running against you.
I created a flyer to show that you should vote for me over anybody else, comparing myself with a pack of wolves. And
I think on
my Facebook, it's been trending with hashtag wolves 2017.
All right. So that brings us into the next segment of our show. The live debate between Corey Stiles and the pack of wolves.
Aww.
I hope you're ready for this.
I'm ready for this.
I'd like to introduce you to our debate moderator, Noah Hardwick.
Hello. I'll be moderating your debate tonight between a pack of wolves and Corey Stiles
Thank you for having me.
The SGA secretary at College of the Ouachitas. So, Corey, I'm going to give you the first question in our debate.
All right.
What is an SGA secretary?
Well, people always come up to me and ask me, Corey, what is the SGA secretary? I tell you, frankly, it's the fantastic. It's the best position in the SGA. I'm going to be writing down all of the stuff that goes on, who says what during the meetings, make sure, you know, everybody, all the suggestions that are made, that we have it on record, help keep things in order. Also, we're going to build a wall and we're going to make National Park pay for it.
Nice, nice. I heard that you were going to make UCA pay for it, but are you changing your story here, Corey?
Whoever wants to pay for it, I'll let them.
Wolves, do you have a response to this question about the wall?
Well, Noah, first we want to say thank you for having us wolves. We're not sure why Kodo needs a wall, but if we decide to build one, our position is that the raccoon should pay for it.
So, wolves, I have a question for you.
Okay, great.
Corey has said that a pack of wolves is, quote, super scary, unquote. Do you have a response to this?
We're not scary. We're cheerful and playful.
You are fake news.
We are young with...
Please hold your comments, Corey.
Yes, thank you. I mean, have you seen our puppies? They're adorable. They're wonderfully cute, and they love to play with balls. And it's a fun time. I just love a good scratch behind the ears. Just come on, give it a try. I'm not super scary.
Wrong.
All right, Corey, here's your chance to reply.
They are indeed super scary. I mean, have you ever seen a wolf properly portrayed?
Keep saying that.
Hold on,
there
wolf,
you go.
Corey.
But I mean, have you ever read the story of the three little pigs? I don't think it was the big friendly wolf. It was, you know, the big bad wolf who wanted to, you know, eat the pigs.
That story was taken out of context.
Hold on, wolf. Let Corey finish.
I personally don't want someone who's going to eat me in office, personally.
Well, that moves us onto a good question that you brought up. You said that wolves will probably eat you. Is that correct?
I would think so. Maybe it's a stereotype, but it's something that I've seen. Well, I haven't seen, but I would believe to happen if they were hungry enough.
Wolves, how would you reply to that?
This is species profiling. This is not fair.
I see. Well, let's ask Corey a question now. Corey, do you have any administrative experience that would make you qualified for this position?
I actually am. I am currently the vice president at the Kodo Information Technology Club.
I see. What about
What does that do?
Well, our current project we've been working on is a flyer that's going to go all around the school to show how to get into your student email.
See, he admitted it. He's making flyers. He's trying to defame us wolves. We're just a wonderful, peaceful bunch who are trying to enjoy life together. And he's saying these mean things about it.
You are fake news.
All right, wolves. I want to hear where Corey was going with this.
You will be. We're making a flyer that'll show how to get into your student email and how to get Microsoft Office for free if you are a college student.
That actually does sound very helpful.
It is, because a lot of people don't know it's possible, because I spent a lot of money on getting the Office for university student, and then my sister got it for free, and I mean, I'm very happy for her, but...
Okay, Wolves, let me throw a question at you. I'll throw you the same one. Do you have any leadership experience that makes the Wolf Pack a good choice for SGA secretary?
I've been the leader of this wolf pack for 12 years and have organized each of our last 6 trips to Disney World. So I believe that I have plenty of leadership experience.
The wolves have pledged to defend the campus from a squirrel attack. How do you plan on carrying that out, wolf pack?
We believe that campus security is a must, and that's why we wolves are perfect for this position. Who would you rather have protecting you? Us? Or him?
I have no rebuttal.
Corey, how do you plan to defend the campus from a squirrel attack?
Event that something like that would happen,
see,
I would assume...
His tongue is tied.
Now let Corey talk.
Well, I don't expect a squirrel invasion to happen. I assume Officer
Delacruz... He's unprepared.
Our security on campus, I think, would be well and ahead of the curb and would know what to do.
That's a good response, I suppose.
I would say prepare for a squirrel barbecue, because, I mean, you know, squirrel pot pie and whatnot.
I think that's something everybody can get behind. All right, we got another question from the audience. It's from a student at College of the Ouachitas for you, Corey.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, so... your campaign speech or on your flyer, it says that you're easy to be found on campus, you know, that you're always available. So my question is, how would you ensure students know that you're on campus?
Well, that's a good question. If I'm not at work, I at the college, I'm often found around the Career Student Center, where there's a lot of tutoring. And you can find me a lot around the front desk and in the library. You'll find me at every SGA meeting. My phone number will probably be provided somewhere, not on the podcast. I'll be required to be in the SGA office for a few hours every week, so you'll be able to find me there.
Wolves, if the students needed to find you on campus, how would they do that?
Well, basically, I would just go, oh! And, you know, then they would know where we are.
Sounds effective.
Yeah.
Question for the wolves now. I hear that one of your major reasons that you're saying that people should vote for you is because there is strength in numbers, and that having multiple people as a SGA secretary is going to make a much stronger office. Is that your position?
That's correct, Noah. That is correct. Definitely correct.
Well, Corey, as a person running as an individual for SGA secretary, how do you propose that you're going to be able to carry out all the responsibilities by yourself?
He can't, Noah. That's the problem.
Well, the thing is, I only have a few responsibilities. I'm not the only one running SGA, it's not a one-man show. We'll still have our treasurer, our parliamentarian, our president and vice president, and our public relations.
Did you say parliament? Like in England? This guy's not even from the U.S.
He hates America.
Admit it, Corey. You hate America.
No, I just hate the wolves that are ruining my life.
Well, Corey, I have another question for you. You've made a promise that you will feed yourself as SGA secretary. How do you plan on keeping this promise?
I'm going to go to the cafe at school. They do great work over there. It's the best. It's frankly, it's fantastic.
Are you sure about that? That sounds questionable.
Oh, no, Miss Vaughn does great work over there. I highly recommend it.
Okay. Wolves, one of the things Corey has said about you is that you are not going to, you're going to cost a lot of money to feed because there are so many of you. Do you have a response to this?
Yeah. We don't cost that much. We eat all the squirrels. And whenever you need to feed us, we just eat the free lunch at all the SGA meetings. Yeah, so we're not like costing anything. It's already there.
So one of the things Corey has alleged against the wolves is that they shouldn't even be able to run for SGA secretary because animals are not allowed on campus. How do you respond to this, Wolfpack?
Well, we are covered by Title II and Title III of the American Disabilities Act for service animals. So we are completely legally allowed on campus.
Do you have a response to that, Corey?
Do you have a license to show that?
Yes,
you
I do.
You don't, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, where is it? Why haven't you already shown us?
It's like Trump's tax documents. They're there. We just haven't made them public yet.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Wolfpack, can you describe your campaign in one sentence?
If you can't beat them, eat them.
Corey, can you describe your campaign in one sentence?
Well, I know I can't top that, but I will say I will do everything I can to help all of my fellow students. I am loyal and dedicated to the school, and I vote for me.
I don't think that was one sentence.
That's a long sentence, but we'll take it. Well, thank you both for joining us on this debate.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Noah. Hashtag Wolves 2017. Hashtag Wolves 2017.
I hope that you will all go out and vote for somebody, whether it be a wolf pack or Corey Stiles.
Thank you for having me.
Well,
that was interesting.
Yeah, that was a very interesting debate.
I'm glad I'm not in college anymore.
Who do y'all think
I would
you're
have
vote
a hard
for?
Time.
You know, that was.
I don't know who I'm going to vote for.
As a member of the audience, I think the Wolves really, really, really took that one. Really stumped Corey on the on campus and thing. You know, and the squirrel thing.
I think it's a lot more reasonable that we make the raccoons pay for it than, you know, UCA or National Park. I know how these government schools and stuff like that, they don't take forever to get anything from them.
Right. All right, so before we wrap up the show, I want to leave a bit of space here for a word from this week's sponsor.
Corey Stiles. He wants you to believe he's on your side. But consider this.
I don't want this on the air, but I'm above the law. I love puns and easy money. I have gone bananas, I guess.
He wants you to believe he has experience in public education.
I have never technically gone to school. I was homeschooled.
He wants you to believe the wolves are your enemies.
Just hate the wolves that are ruining my life.
Thankfully, there's a positive furry alternative.
We're the wolves, and we approve of this message.
Paid for by the Commission of Anthropomorphic Wolves for Academic Excellence.
All right, so then we'll move into our final section of the show, typically called Sound Advice, otherwise known as Nobody Thought of Any Advice, so we'll just pretend like we didn't have the segment of the show at all. Seth has one, though.
Yeah, so, you know, over the past, like, bazillion weeks, I've been saying, I'm going to come up with something. So you know what I did this week?
You didn't think of anything, did you?
No, I didn't. But I just thought of something.
Okay.
You should totally, like, go vote for the wolves so you don't get eaten.
Well said. Mama, do you have any advice for our listeners this week?
If you wake up in the middle of the night,
yes,
and you're having trouble going back to sleep,
mm-hmm.
you should totally sing nursery rhymes and end with throwing them out the window.
Throw them out the window.
Let me just give you one example, okay? You could do this with any nursery rhyme, and it really helps you go back to sleep. Let me give you one. Old Mother Hubbard, she went to her cupboard to get her poor doggy a bone. And when she bent over, the doggy took over and threw her out the window. He threw her out the window. When she bent over, the doggy took over and threw her out the window.
Wait. The doggy threw her out the window?
Uh-huh.
That seems kind of rebellious.
Wolfpack 2017.
Hashtag Wolfpack. Wolves 2017.
And if you don't vote for the wolves, they'll do much worse to throw you out the window.
I mean, here's an example that's got a wolf in it. Okay? Hey there, little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You've done everything a big bad wolf could. Throw him out the window. You've done everything a big bad wolf could. Throw him out the window.
Stop that.
Anyway,
I demand
that's my advice.
That.
If you have insomnia, sing nursery rhymes and throw them out the window.
Awesome. Noah, do you have any advice for our listeners?
I do. And I made it up on the spot.
Good.
If you want to be the first person to get an album when it's being released, you should pre-order the CD because a lot of bands will ship the CD for an album out well before the release date for like the digital and streaming on Spotify. Like I've got an album today that won't come out for another like 3 weeks. So
wow, that's weird.
Yeah. It's a great way to get music before all your friends.
Yeah. My advice this week is really entirely impractical for almost everybody, but I'll mention it anyway. If you're buying a book about a Negro League baseball player, check the title page because they may or may not have autographed it in the past sometime.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because that happened to me this
happens
week.
All the time.
Yeah. I bought a cheap used copy of Double Duty Radcliffe's biography, and when I flipped it open, apparently sometime in the past, the previous owner had this copy signed by Ted Double Duty Radcliffe himself. So that was exciting.
That was exciting. Yeah. I remember how excited you were.
I was. So that's my advice. I don't know how you'll ever possibly use that in your life, but I hope you will. All right, so it's time for us to sign off. Isn't that sad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm sad,
but it
too.
Was a good episode.
It's been fun. Why do people say it's been real? Like, what does that even mean?
Because most of the time it's fake.
It's like, this has been slightly fictitious. Nobody says that. I don't know. I just think that phrase, it's been real, is kind of weird. But
Mary had a little lamb.
Oh, really? What happened to her?
She threw it out the window.
Oh,
I don't get it.
No, I just doesn't get it. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. All right, everybody.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Thrown out a window.
And just remember,
stay safe and don't be stupid.
See you later, everybody. Check us out on the web, hardwickpodcast.com, and check us out on iTunes and Google Play, and do all the things we told you to do. Talk to you later.
Hashtag Wolfpack 2017.
No, it's just Wolf 2007.
Oh, yeah.
2007?
17.
I don't know. See you later, everybody. Bye-bye.